wet and the dark wavy hair fluttering beneath his straw hat anywhere, for she'd memorized his handsome features all through school and during their year-long engagement. This was the man she planned to spend her life and raise her children with. And when he fixed his eyes on her, even from a distance, Deborah stopped breathing. He gazed long and hard, his expression indiscernible as the horse plodded along and the plow blades churned up the black soil. Deborah dropped her suitcase and ran toward him, clapping a hand over her cap so it wouldn't fly off. Such hope, such joy, danced in her heart. Surely he would feel compelled to give her another chance. She had to find a way to make amends.
"Noah,"
she called out.
"Noah, it's so good to see you."
As he halted the horse and stepped down from the plow, Deborah stopped at the edge of the plot to catch her breath. Noah took his time, stepping carefully over the uneven, furrowed earth. His green shirt clung to his damp chest, and his old tri-blend pants flapped in the breeze as he walked. He'd lost some weight.
"But I can fix that. Maybe he's missed me as much as I've longed for him,"
Deborah thought as Noah crossed the last several feet between them. He mopped his face with a bandana and then stuffed it back into his pocket.
"Deborah?"
She savored the sound of Noah's voice, the way he made her name sound so much sweeter than anyone else could, even if a wary silence stretched between them. When Deborah realized he wasn't going to say anything else, she offered him the cookie tin.
I brought you some of these brownies you always liked," she said with her best smile. "The kind with the peppermint patties in them."
Noah took the tin, but he didn't open it. Sweat was dribbling from beneath his straw hat down his cheeks, but she didn't dare wipe it off the way she used to.
"Why'd you come here?"
he asked.
"It's a long trip from Coldstream."
Deborah winced. He was asking the questions she didn't want to answer, but she might as well state her case.
"I made a big mistake, breaking off our engagement, Noah,"
she murmured, holding his intense brown-eyed gaze.
"I'm hoping you'll give me the chance to make up for my impulsive decision. I'm sorry for those things I said. Can you forgive me, please?"
His eyes widened. When someone asked for forgiveness, the old order ways demanded an answer, or at least an effort toward reconciliation.
"I'll have to think about it," he replied tersely. "Why would I want to court you again, after you shot me down like a tin can off a fence?"
Deborah turned so Noah wouldn't see her eyes filling with tears. Their conversation wasn't going well at all, but she had to get past this roadblock. She had nowhere else to go, and no way to get there.
"I was wrong to doubt you, Noah," she whispered. "I got too impatient, wanting answers. That house with a rose trellis we'd talked about, before you were ready to provide them."
"How'd you get that bruise on your neck?"
As her hand flew to the mark her collarless cape dress couldn't conceal, Deborah realized how guilty she must look.
"I fell."
She closed her eyes against the memory of how Isaac Chupp had grabbed her in anger because she'd called the sheriff. It wasn't a lie. She had fallen after the bishop's son had shoved her into a ditch. But she couldn't start down that conversational trail yet. Noah would want nothing more to do with her if she told him of the events that had led to her leaving Coldstream this morning after her dad had ordered her out of the house. Noah cleared his throat as though he didn't believe her. He glanced at her suitcase.
"How long do you figure to stay?"
Deborah swallowed hard. She hadn't been here 10 minutes, yet Noah sounded ready to be rid of her.
"This is such a pretty place,"
she hedged, gazing out over the grassy hills that were dotted with trees and wildflowers.
"And you're planning to provide apartments? And open a produce stand? Your ma'am and aunts are the perfect women for running those businesses."
Noah let out a humorless laugh.
"Ma'am, Rosetta, and Christine love it here."